This is the Ken Fraser Show on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
That giggle you hear comes from someone who has, I think, one of the neatest jobs. I read about her in the Gazette, and I said, oh, we've got to get her in here. Her name is Miriam Glassman. Miriam Scootin, can you tell us what it is you do for a living?
Okay, well, I have the wonderful job of calling people from all around the world and flattering them.
So you just flatter people?
I flatter people. I make people laugh. I make people feel good. It's a service where people, I phone people, and I compliment them and just remind good people how amazing they are.
That's incredible. Now, when did you start doing this?
It's still very fresh. It's about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And it's just been taking off. People have been loving the idea. I've been calling people from Canada, U.S., Russia, Finland.
Really?
I've been calling amazing people all over the world and just reminding them how great they are.
Okay, so how would you start off something like that?
Well, so someone buys it as a gift to somebody else. So I've learned that it's best to tell them right away. I call them up and I tell them, hi, Kim, I'm calling to tell you what a wonderful person you are, and this is a gift to you from your sister, and I'm calling from a company called Flatter Me, and then I just go and flatter the person and make sure that they laugh and feel good by the end of the conversation.
Okay, so now, before you didn't used to identify that you were from the company, right?
Right, yeah.
Did anybody think like you were kind of macking on them? Or?
Yeah, it was in the beginning. I've gotten more experience. I call myself a flattery specialist, so people used to think, and it was a prank call. It's a very shocking call to get.
I know,
So now I've learned. I go, they want to be in on the joke, so right away I tell them it's a gift, where I'm calling from, and who it's from. So I want them to get in on it and feel flattered as fast as possible, as opposed to being a prank call.
That's so cute. So do you get people who are suspicious?
I get all sorts of reactions. The beginning, the first moment, is usually always shock and surprise. So, you know, people don't get calls like this every day. So, yes, they're a little bit suspicious.
Yeah,
because
they think you're trying to, you're trying to sell them something. Or it's like when someone walks up to you on the street and they go, hi, how are you today? Have you got a moment?
Right.
And then the first thing you do is clutch your purse, right?
So they're definitely a little bit suspicious. But then when they hear it's a gift from someone they know, they just, they can't believe that this person got them this. And then they're on the phone with a stranger complimenting them. The whole experience is, I've been told, very surreal. But usually by the end, they're laughing, and I try to make the call as personal as possible, so I get personal traits about the person. So, you know, they're bound to laugh at the end, and usually within a few seconds, I've gotten good at breaking the ice and making the person feel comfortable. And
so what are some of the more common things, you know, that you find and tend to be sort of a common traits that people ask you to compliment others about?
I got a lot of calls from mothers on them,
really?
All their hard work and you know, devoted to the family. That's very common. Good traits are just good friends, good husbands, good wives. People just wanting to say I love you and you're valued and appreciated to someone else.
Anybody ever ask you to compliment somebody about something where you were like, he's a sex machine. Tell him he's awesome.
I mean, well, anything like that?
I came up uncomfortable.
Yeah, sure. Well, before, when I came up with the idea, I knew that, like, this was, I'd be opening, you know, a Pandora's box for some strange potential requests. So I, on my website everywhere, I automatically say that I won't do anything, like, that I don't feel is right or good. So I think that's helped filter through a lot of strange messages that I might not feel comfortable with.
Yeah.
I've gotten a few where, you know.
Come on, spit it out. We all want to know.
Okay, my most daring one, I think, was I was supposed to compliment somebody on their ability to use their iPhone with their nipple.
That's something I would
assume
takes practice.
You wanted adventures.
Was it a man or a woman?
It was a woman's ability. And that one, I didn't feel that comfortable with, but it was an inside joke.
Okay.
And the person assured me that
It
wasn't anything freaky, and he gave me a lot of other really nice qualities about the person.
Okay.
And this just was a way to make her laugh.
Okay.
So that was my most risky. The rest, no.
Have you ever had anybody just sort of go, this is just a prank, and hang up on you, and you've had to call them back?
I had one woman once who really, it only happened once, it rarely happens, who really didn't believe that it was true. And at that point, I don't want to upset anyone or get any. The point is to make them feel good. Yeah. So I just said, it is a gift, and you just really are wonderful. And I let it be. I don't call them back.
Can I get you to do one?
Oh, I'd love
to do one. We'll do one live on the air.
Okay,
this person has absolutely, they know I'm calling because I want to make sure that they're available. So right now are sitting by their, I think she's got a BlackBerry in her hand, waiting for that sucker to ring. But all morning she's been wondering what the heck I'm going to do to her.
Okay.
And so she's going to find out.
All right.
Very shortly.
Let's flatter her.
It's going to be so much fun. Miriam Glassman from Flatter Me. CJD time is 1:15. Sherman Yarnell, you are a wonderful, beautiful, dulcet-toned angel. Have I told you how much I enjoy working with you?
You can say it all again.
See, Sherman takes praise very well.
Some people love it. Some people want you to keep going.
A lot of people need it.
That's it. Yeah. And look at Kim. I think I need to hire her. I need you on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
She's amazing at giving compliments.
Isn't it's natural. Yeah, I can shovel the poop with
you
the best
sure
of them.
You sure can. I don't know if I believe her at all.
Sherman Yarnell is CJAD Lakey for All Day Traffic Center.
This is the Kim Fraser Show on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
Not supposed to step over my liner. That's what they call it in radio talk, Miriam. Miriam Glassman is in studio with us. So she's a professional flatterer. She calls people up and makes them feel good. Isn't that a cool job? So what we're going to do, Sheldon, I have somebody standing by. Sheldon's dialing her as we speak.
It's going to be exciting.
Don't misdial Sheldon. That would be embarrassing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but that would make somebody else feel good, too.
Yeah, I know, but then they might think I like them. I think I'm a creepy stalker. How are we doing, Shel? Oh, there we go.
Hello?
Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Erica, you're live on the radio.
Hi.
So I'm here to tell you what an amazing human being you are, Erica. This is a gift to you from the Kim Fraser Show on CJAD.
Oh my God.
So I'm
That's
calling.
So kind.
Oh, and I hear you're the kind one. So I have so many reasons, Erica, why you're just such a wonderful person. You give so much back to the community, and I hear you are a serial volunteer with just a huge heart, and your energy.
You're gonna make me cry.
Oh no, you really deserve it, Erica. Your energy and passion is just contagious. When people walk away from you, they feel like they have to do something. You're really incredible.
I don't know what to say. Thank you. That is just such an honor coming from you.
Well, you really, today more than anything, I want you to know how amazing you are, and you should feel it every day. You're a mom, you're a wife, your blog, Women on the Fence, is always so engaging. You're an entrepreneur, a blogger.
I'm a multitasking one today. I'm at the movie theater, and my mom is sitting in the theater with three kids while I'm on the phone.
That's right. You see? That's it. You're like a superhero. So you should be really proud of yourself. You're an exceptional human being, and you're really respected and appreciated, and keep doing everything that you're doing, because you're wonderful.
I really, really appreciate that. So kind of you. Wow.
It's a pleasure.
And keep up your great work, too. I'm a huge fan, so right back at you.
Erica.
Amazing. Erica, it's Kim. So that was Miriam of Flatter Me. You thought that was me?
Kim, you know, I wasn't sure.
Okay, we will forgive her because she's...
It didn't really sound like you, but I thought that maybe I'm losing my mind. I don't know. That's possible, too.
No. So how did that feel?
It felt beautiful. I seriously, I swear to God, my eyes got teary. Not a word of a lie. That is just the kindest thing. You know, I don't often get thanked. I don't often just get a phone call to say, wow, I really appreciate what you've been doing. It's really, really lovely to hear, I have to say.
Yeah, and one of the reasons I wanted you to experience it, you know, rather than just kind of going, oh my gosh, I discovered this thing and it's really cool.
because I think that we don't take a lot of time really to tell people that we appreciate them, and it really makes you feel amazing. I bet you're just cruising with endorphins, aren't you?
I'm floating right now. I feel awesome.
Ah, that's great.
I always tell everyone how great I think they are, and
right.
I'm really very complimentary person, but I don't know. I mean, I hear it, but not very often, and so, of course, it took me aback. I'm really very appreciative of that.
Do you know what I found was amazing, though, because you actually know Miriam Glassman of Flatter Me.
Hi, Erica.
Yes, okay. It's all coming back to me.
There you go. I didn't say my name because I didn't want you to recognize me right away. I wanted you to feel completely flattered.
I'm right there. Okay, now I get everything.
But you know what's amazing, though, is that as women, we have, many of us, a very difficult time taking flattery. And I was quite, you were really gracious. But I know myself, I have a very difficult time doing that. I don't know if it stems. Remember, we were in high school, and there was the whole, who does she think she is? Like, don't be conceited.
Yeah. I'm modest. Women have to be modest.
Absolutely. And it's a little bit like what Erica said. A lot of women are so used to giving and sharing and being the givers that it's hard to be the person taking it at the other end. So
yeah, but you know
that moment.
Great.
Well, Erica, it's easy to flatter you. It's true. You've done sincere.
It's only sincere because I genuinely am in love with what I do. Really, it's not a word of a lie. I love my blog. I love inspiring women. I love what the book has done and teaching and mentoring women how to start their own businesses and the emails, if you get something that says, Erica, I'm tired of living in a dead-end job, and I just printed out your steps, and I just want to let you know I quit my job yesterday, and I don't know where I'm going, but I have confidence that anything will be better than what I was just in.
So when you need to call that person, too, Miriam. I will.
When you get those emails that people have, jumped off and jumped off the fence, they've been so stuck, and then they're ready to take the leap towards their life, then it's really an amazing feeling. I love what I'm doing, so I'm so glad that it shows,
Okay, well, listen, you float away back to the kids.
I'm outside Tangled. They're in Tangled 3D, my kids.
Okay. You've been a wonderful sport. Thanks so much for doing this.
And thank you. That is just the kindest thing anyone has done to me in a very, very long time. I really appreciate
it. That's wonderful. Well, there you go. Erica Diamond. Check out her blog, Women on the Fence. It's really good. You'll absolutely love it. And, I forgot to ask her. Alessandra texted in. Well, I'll have to ask her when I see her. She filmed an episode of The Mommy Show in L.A., so he's wondering when it will air. Well, we'll get that info from her at another time. So what do you think of something like this business? And I'd like to hear from people. Do you have a hard time taking a compliment? And we'll also find out from you, Miriam. I'd like to know sort of some of the situations in which you're used. There must be some sad stories, too. People want their loved ones or friends to cheer up and how difficult that is for you. Has anybody ever burst into tears when you've called them? That's next.
This is the Kim Fraser Show on Montreal's News Talk Leader, CJAD 800.
CJAD time is 1:28. Our guest, Miriam Glassman, is the founder and owner of Flatter Me. And what she does is you can hire her to call somebody that you love or who's feeling down, and you just say wonderful things about them.
That's right.
We just did that for Erica Diamond. And she was quite really gracious, I have to say. I think most women sort of are uncomfortable with getting flattered.
You get both. Definitely some that are uncomfortable and then some that are gracious, but Erica touched on something that a lot of people end up saying, which is, I don't hear this a lot, and it feels good to hear it.
Is that sad, I find?
Yeah, so it's a common feeling. Yeah, it is sad, because people should know how great they are every day.
Julia, hi.
Hi, I just wanted to comment on your opinion that women are really uncomfortable being flattered. I work with seniors. I do my very best there. I always get compliments, and I always sort of deflect them by saying, it's my job. And with my children, they say, Mommy, you're the best. And, it's because I love you. It's very hard to take a compliment as a woman.
Mm. I know. And what is the matter with us,
I don't know.
Why is that?
Well, because we've been conditioned when we were little girls that it was, don't be conceited. The worst thing a girl could be was conceited. We've got about 20 seconds left. Give us a sad story. I mean, what's one of the ones that really stands out for you?
I have a few. I've had a few people cry on the other end. Really moving stories. Recently, I just did one where it was the daughter got it for her father. The daughter got it for her father, and it was for their mother. Her mother passed away a year ago, so it was the anniversary of the wife's death. And she asked me to call the father and just to remind him what a wonderful human being he was and what a great father he was. So when I made the call, that was just, I knew, you know, it was in the morning, it was the day of his wife passed away, and it was a very, very moving call for me, and he was extremely touched, and he appreciated the call, but the daughter contacted me afterwards to tell me that he couldn't speak, he was so choked up, and he felt so special, and, you know, to be able to touch someone on such a hard day like that and make their day a little bit better, that meant the world for me, and it brings tears to my eyes right now. So, yeah, I've had, and, you know, then there's just been the story, everyday story of this one woman. She was in traffic. It was her birthday. She had a horrible week. She was thinking negative thoughts in her car, she said, and then she got this call telling her how appreciated she is, and it just totally switched her mood, and it's just wonderful, you know?
Well, we really appreciate you coming.
Well,
we have to have you back
here.
And have more time. We'll get a bunch of listeners and we'll have you flatter a whole bunch of people.
Oh, let's spread the good.
Right now, the wonderful and talented, not to mention hunky, Andrew Cartwright from CJ.